In travel news for February 2nd, 2025, we talk about Edinburgh's newly approved tourist tax and its broader impact on United Kingdom travel costs. But before we begin, I'm Brandon with the Adept Traveler, an award-winning travel agency that makes travel so easy, even a blind traveler like myself can do it. And now, today in travel. Edinburgh, Scotland has approved a bold new measure that will see the city introduce the United Kingdom's first tourist tax on overnight stays. Set to roll out in mid-2026, the plan aims to generate revenue by applying a percent-based fee on nightly accommodations, with funds earmarked for improving local infrastructure. While many welcome the idea as a step towards more sustainable tourism, others worry about how it may affect overall travel costs. Edinburgh's City Council has formally backed a 5% tax on overnight stays, positioning the Scottish capital as the first city in the United Kingdom to implement such a policy. Officials behind the proposal have noted that tourism places a heavy demand on local resources. With nearly 5 million annual visitors, the city's accommodations range from luxury hotels and guest houses to hostels and short-term rentals. The new levy will apply for up to 5 consecutive nights, and local authorities will mandate that accommodation providers collect the fee directly from visitors. City leaders expect annual revenue of between £45 million and £50 million, or $56 million to $62 million, from the tax by the end of the decade. Current guidelines stipulate that the proceeds must be invested in facilities and services that benefit travelers, such as cultural events, transportation, and other shared amenities. This requirement was laid out by Scotland's Visitor Levy Act, enacted in July of 2024, which provides the legal framework for local governments to introduce and manage visitor taxes. Representatives from the council advocated for a more substantial tax rate to address areas such as the affordability of local housing, especially for those working in hospitality. In their view, additional revenue could help tackle mounting concerns over rising living costs in the city. A majority of residents and businesses consulted on the proposed measure supported the 5% levy, although it was initially slated to run 7 nights. Many festival organizers raised concerns over the impact on performers and seasonal staff who frequently stay longer, resulting in a shorter duration for the charge. Edinburgh is not alone in exploring innovative ways to fund local projects through visitor taxes. Other parts of the United Kingdom, including Wales, have been developing similar schemes, while cities across Europe have already embraced this model. Amsterdam, for instance, imposes one of the highest rates in Europe, 12.5% added to the hotel rooms, while Venice has experimented with entrance fees for day trippers. This shift towards utilizing tourism-specific charges reflects a growing focus on offsetting the pressures that large visitor numbers place on public resources. Edinburgh tourism has soared in recent years, fueled by a rich tapestry of historical sites, cultural festivals, and vibrant culinary experiences. Edinburgh Castle draws visitors with its centuries-old architecture and panoramic city views. Iconic events, including the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, transform the city into a hub of artistic talent each summer, while the Royal Mile offers a captivating blend of shops, eateries, and traditional pubs. The city also boasts easy access to picturesque landscapes with rolling hills and coastal scenery just a short journey away. Whether travelers seek heritage, contemporary arts, or culinary adventure, Edinburgh consistently delivers an unforgettable experience. Travelers planning to visit Edinburgh will need to consider not only the city's new tourist tax, but also a range of other UK travel fees. There is a new electronic travel authorization process that comes with an added charge for foreign visitors entering the country, potentially affecting overall trip expenses. Additional costs, such as air passenger duty on outbound flights from the United Kingdom, can further heighten a vacation's price tag. For many, these cumulative expenses are likely to have the greatest effect when spread across accommodations, transportation, and daily spending, making it essential for international travelers to budget carefully. Introducing a 5% fee on accommodations aligns with a growing practice in major European cities to ensure that tourism remains sustainable. Because revenue generated must be directed back into local infrastructure and visitor services, travelers could see tangible improvements in public facilities over time, from upgraded community spaces to enhanced cultural programming. However, these added costs, particularly for those who stay multiple nights, can chip away at travel budgets when combined with other UK travel fees. It remains to be seen whether the sum of these extra charges will deter travelers from visiting Edinburgh or whether they will accept the levy as a fair exchange for well-managed city amenities and lively cultural events. For anyone with Edinburgh on their travel list, understanding how the new tax and associated UK fees fit into trip planning is more important than ever. Despite the added expenses, the city still offers an unmatched blend of history, creativity, and scenic charm that continues to draw millions of international travelers. By staying informed about changing regulations, visitors can balance their budgets while still experiencing the very best of the Scottish capital. Today in Travel has been brought to you by The Adept Traveler, an award-winning travel agency that specializes in making travel easier for everyone. From the novice to the expert, from the able-bodied to the disabled traveler, it's our belief that everybody deserves to travel better. Until next time, travel well, my friends.